2-1-2 break. Lead pass, Celebrini moving in, shoot, star!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Will Smith in front, he scores!
As the official ticket marketplace of the Sharks in the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Palat the drive, great save by Askarov!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Well, here we go. San Jose Sharks hockey. Two more games before the big break for the big international tournament coming up. The four nations face off in the middle of the month of February. But right now, the Sharks are focused on the Vancouver Canucks. And Drew, as I look at it, this is the greatest nightmare for any broadcaster. We had the two Sedin twins, whom you couldn't tell apart. Ricky Bonus said he called them both Daniel because he had a 50% chance of being right. But we've got another problem today. We've got two guys named Elias Pettersson, and then we got Marcus Pettersson. So we got Pettersson, Pettersson, and Pettersson. This is not going to happen since two of them are defensemen, but can you imagine them throwing them all three of them out during overtime?
They lead the league in Pettersson's. Big trade that they had, the JT Miller trade. And then after that, they went and got Marcus from the Pittsburgh Penguins. Actually, they've straightened out their problems. As the last time we were talking, when the Canucks played the Sharks, we were in Vancouver, and that's when all the drama kicked in about JT Miller and Elias Pettersson. And then the general manager and president have been coming out and talking about it, and coaches coming out and not talking about it. So you go ask them and blah, blah, blah. It was just a complete nightmare, but they fixed it as far as they did move JT Miller to the New York Rangers. They added some guys, as we talked about. And now they seem to be, at least in a period of quiet, where they're starting to play much better and get some wins under the belt and try to make the climb back up. It's going to be a tough game tonight, even though there are some key personnel out of the lineup.
Well, no Quinn Hughes. He didn't travel, and that's a big, big deal. But I'm looking at this Canucks defense. First of all, they just beat Colorado 3-0. Let's start with that. Thatcher Demko back to health, played a pretty good game in goal, although Vancouver has outshot their opponents in their last couple of games in a row, so that's interesting to note. But look at the size of these guys. You know, Pettersson's a big guy. He would have been a nice add if anybody could have picked him up. Tyler Myers is a monster. Soucy, Forbert, Roenick, the other Elias Pettersson. These guys have size and they can move.
Yeah, and that's kind of where the Sharks want to get to, Danny, as they start to try to progress and rebuild this. Talking to the scouts of the San Jose Sharks, they want big defensemen. They look at the Vegas Golden Knights. They look at the Vancouver Canucks. They look at the other big D core across the league. You need to have a bunch of big guys in this league who can play heavy in your own zone, who can take away the boards on you, who can also move up in a rush and play a mean type of game. So this is where the Sharks want to get to this. Having a big D core with mobility is something that you definitely need in this league.
So in a way, it's like the first game of the series against this Vancouver team because of that big trade. They've kind of revitalized their lineup. They got Philip Kietl, who is one hit away from being out for the season, just the way that he's gotten injured over time, got hurt against the Sharks earlier. Drew O'Connor, Brock Besser joining them together on one line. O'Connor had that penalty shot against the Sharks when he played for Pittsburgh just recently. But it looks to me as if they're better through four lines as an opponent than they were when the Sharks played them two previous times.
Yeah, I think so. I'll just go back to the fact that they were so disconnected and disjointed because of all the drama with JT Miller and Pettersson. And it got public, and you know what it's like in Canada, especially there's markets like Vancouver, Toronto, Edmonton, and Montreal, that when something happens, oh my goodness, then it just gets over and over and over and over and over, inundated by those peripheral opponents that want to keep the narrative alive. But they've been able to straighten that out, and I think that's been, to me, the biggest change that has allowed them just to finally get rid of that drama and just go out and focus on playing hockey.
Well, a couple things happened for the San Jose Sharks last game against Montreal. Number one, they had overall a pretty good effort. They worked pretty hard. A beautiful goal by Colin Graf for his first NHL goal. I was as impressed with some of the things he did away from the puck as he did with it on that one play. But unfortunately, it came down to another situation where the Sharks had two power play goals for only, I think it's the fourth time this season in one game. Go on the power play again, chance to win the game, and they give up a shorthanded goal. What was the thinking on the bench at that point? What happened to the emotion there?
I'm zapped. They were mad, obviously. I was curious last game going into it after the game in Seattle, which you and I did, which was awful. Then the bag skate the next day on a planned day off, and then the trade to Cody Ceci and Mikhail Granlund going. I was really curious about how this team would come out. I was really curious about, will they show you some of that fight that they've had all year? For the most part this year, the Sharks have competed very hard and they have worked till the end. But I was wondering, you know, with the games coming up, the big break, everything that's gone on this past week, how would the Sharks react? And I thought they came out and played a hell of a game. I really did. They worked their tail off. And I know that should be a given. I get it, folks. I understand that. But it's not always a given in sports. It's human nature. Sometimes you just, your give a bleep factor goes away. But that didn't happen. And I thought they played really well. On that particular play, and this has been a problem for me watching, and you and I talked about it in Seattle a lot of times, is the fact that there's too much standing around and watching and not enough supporting for the Sharks. When anything that happens where the puck is, you got to be quick to pucks all the time. When there was trouble at the blue line, when the pressure was coming at the offensive blue line, you got to come back and you've got to help that out. I counted four odd man attacks in that game. And that was early, and after that, I stopped counting. The Sharks are giving up far too many odd man rushes. They don't even have the puck enough times to be giving up that many odd man rushes, or don't hold on to it long enough to give up that many odd man rushes. So it was disheartening on the bench because the guys really had a thought that, you know, we're going to win this game. And if you go back, though, and I know you'd love to do this, and I think you played it on the post-game show on the Sharks Audio Network, was Sam Montembeau's two saves off of Macklin Celebrini on the power play that would have changed everything, obviously. And there were two fantastic saves, and gives you a heads up to why Montembeau was going to play for Team Canada in the Four Nations faceoff.
He certainly earned it, not play, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. But I thought they played hard. I thought that for the most part, with, you know, take away mistakes here, mistakes there, they played a very good hockey game. But they need to be even better. I want to see them better in their own zone. I want to see them better in the forecheck. I want to see them hang on to pucks more. I want to see them attack the net more. And if you don't get out of your zone quick against the Vancouver Canucks, you'll be in there for a while. And in front of the net, man, Vancouver is one of those teams with pain in the rear end in front of the net. So you got to make sure, as we talked about, you got to be hard at their net and hard at yours.
Yeah, and at their net, they're tough to move with those big defensemen, too.
Yes,
and that's going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, here's another thing that's come up since the Mikhail Granlund trade and the Nico Sturm injury. Those two things I'm putting together. The Sharks have not been good enough in faceoff circles, and especially in the neutral zone and in the defensive zone when it's 5-on-5. You're losing a lot of those draws if you're the Sharks coaching staff. I know Jeff Ulmer spends a lot of time working with the players on this. Ty DeLandria comes back in tonight and will take his share of draws, and he's fielding some of the responsibility to try to make that better. But isn't that a big part of it, the continued adjustment to that?
Huge, absolutely huge. And it's not just about the centerman winning the draw. You have to have a plan going in, as Alex Winberg says. You have to have a plan going in on what you're going to do on the faceoffs. Lose a draw, this is where we got to go. But what you have to see is the other four guys on their toes on the draw. Don't be flat-footed on the draw. Know where you're going. Win or lose, know where that puck is going. Win or lose, know where you're going and what your responsibilities are. I think there's too much of that 1-2 second delay where do I go? No, go get inside. Make sure you get your guy. Make sure you lock out guys. Make sure you box out guys, especially in the defensive zone. Get working after the puck.
And they need to do that because Vitek Vanacek hasn't played since December 14th, made 36 saves in that game and a loss against Utah. But they've got to beat this Vancouver team that's beaten the Sharks twice by one single goal. We'll see how it happens. Scott Hannon is with me tonight. We're on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.